GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com. U.S. Senator Susan Collins on the PD Cudor telephone line. We saw the news this morning concerning successfully seeing at least a pause or a ceasing of enhanced ICE operations in our state after your talks with the Department of Homeland Security. How did you secure this, Senator?
Well, good morning, first of all. Last week, I started contacting the Department of Homeland Security. My staff sent over a list of questions that I had, and then I called Secretary Noem. I talked with her about the enhanced operations in Maine and told her that, well, none of us wants to see enforcement of our immigration laws ceased altogether, that this enhanced operation was causing a lot of fear and anxiety, and that I didn't see the justification for it. She asked me for some examples, which I sent to her based on my conversations with constituents, including hospitals and employers. And we went back and forth, and then late yesterday, she told me that the enhanced operations would be ceased and ICE would go back to its normal enforcement activities. So I'm delighted with her responsiveness and that she really listened to the concerns that I raised.
There are currently no ongoing or planned large-scale ICE operations here. You urged the Secretary to reconsider the approach. Will this have any dovetail effect in other places, do you think? You're a powerful senator. You're getting through to Secretary Noem. Minneapolis has had their problems. Is this going to be good for a lot of people?
I think it will be, George. In the Minnesota situation, the president and the governor have been talking directly, and each of them have described those conversations as constructive. In addition, the president has replaced the head of the operations with Tom Homan, who is a former director of ICE. So I think we'll see a de-escalation there as well as a result of the direct conversations that the president has had with the governor. But I'm obviously very pleased that my direct conversations with Secretary Noem has produced results. I do want to assure everyone that the normal operations that ICE and Border Patrol do, which are important to public safety, will continue, but not this enhanced sweep, which was far too indiscriminate.
Even as we hear of a ceasing or a pausing, a halting, temporary stop, whatever you want to say, there are those that are concerned that those who are indeed the worst of the worst might still be here and might get away. I'm guessing that's not what you want to see happen, Senator.
That's not at all what I want to see happen. Certainly, ICE and Border Patrol play incredibly important roles in detaining and deporting individuals who are here unlawfully and have criminal records. All of us remember the horrible case of the killing of Lake and Riley, for example, the young nursing student by someone who was here illegally and had an extensive criminal record. In addition, ICE and Border Patrol played very important roles in helping to prevent drug smuggling and the operations of transnational criminal organizations. So that is vital activity performed by law enforcement that will continue. So we different can, from, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, we can be assured that the advanced, enhanced operations in Maine are at an end now.
That's correct, George. The secretary told me that the enhanced operations by ICE and Border Patrol within the state of Maine are halted. The normal enforcement activities will continue.
Do your conversations continue with Department of Homeland Security?
Absolutely. In addition to focusing obviously specifically on Maine, as I have done, and again, I want to emphasize that the secretary was very responsive in our conversations and other communications that we had. And but we're also working on the Department of Homeland Security funding bill, which is a really important bill that includes funding not only for ICE and Border Patrol, but most of the funding that's in that bill goes for the Coast Guard. Imagine being out in the, on a Coast Guard boat rescuing people in the kind of weather we've had recently, or FEMA, for example, which has been critical in helping the southern states recover into this ice storm, from this ice storm. And TSA is also funded in this bill. So we're working on that legislation, and that's an important effort that's underway and that I'm involved in as well.
Blake says we have a minute and a half left, and to ask, is the $20 million, along with other lawmakers that you have signed on to seeking body cameras for Customs and Border Patrol and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, is that in that spending package or is that separate, Senator?
That is in that spending package. We added it before it came to the Senate floor. And let me say, when I talk with law enforcement officers, and I really respect the work that the vast majority of them do for us in keeping us safe, and they, many of them have told me that they very much want the body-worn cameras because it gives them protection when they're involved in an incident, as well as providing protection to the public. So for some reason, the department was extraordinarily short on body cameras, and this $20 million will remedy that problem.
Senator, thank you so much for carving some time out today. The situation nationwide has been in turmoil. This brings some clarity to it here in Maine. Thank you for your efforts and appreciate you coming on.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
1-800-966-1039 is our telephone number to talk the issue, to talk politics with you now on the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. A lot of people are wondering, and I think we've answered, and if you listen closely to what the senator shared, it did answer the question. This was not an end to ICE operations or Customs and Border Patrol operations in our state. It was a pause in the enhanced operations, likely what you're witnessing in Lewiston and Auburn and in Scarborough and in Portland. People are writing to us, in any negotiations, there's give and take. So this is the state of Maine. Are we going to start turning over the illegals that are in the jails and prisons to Homeland Security? We'll see. We didn't. That's a question we did not have time for, as the senator only had 12 minutes now for us once we had contact with her.
Well, there are a number of things we could have talked about. The risk of another partial shutdown is showing its heels again today.
Yeah, we mentioned that earlier. I wonder that, granted, you see a change in the state of Maine, and you see, but is that enough to stop leadership in Minnesota from standing the way that they stand?
Well,
or in Arizona?
The Senate is expected to vote on a $1.6 trillion six-bill package to fund the government, and the Democrats are going to block the funding package, which includes money for Homeland Security, unless they get major reforms on how immigration agents operate in the U.S. So I asked that question, given the senator's success here this morning. Without a deal, there could be a partial government shutdown beginning at the end of the day tomorrow. I would expect that's going to be the big story all day long out of Washington.
Wanted to ask her point blank. You alluded to it. Why could this not happen in Minnesota? Listeners have already answered that question for us. Caller, hello, the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Senator Collins securing at least a pause in enhanced immigration and customs enforcement operations after a discussion with Homeland Security, yet still pushing for the funding, as you heard, for agents, including body cameras, which they want. Caller, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking that when I just heard Senator Collins say the word turmoil involved with these actions by the ICE, you know, there's no reason for the turmoil. These are people interacting negatively with officers while they're doing their job. At no point in time has anybody said, don't protest. At no point in time has anybody said, don't take your problem up with the court. But why are these people interfering on the street with these officers?
Let's talk this out, if you have a moment to stay with us on the phone. Because I have been wondering this for weeks now. Why would a lawfully immigrated person in the state of Maine feel fear?
I have no idea. What are you running from? What are you running from? You're just reacting to what all these, you know, low-level politicians, you know, call them high-level politicians. I call them low-life politicians. They're just stirring the up.
I am in agreement with you, not on your choice of the words that caused me to have to hit the 7-second delay, but
I was waiting to have that happen one of these days.
But when I look at the way that politicians are talking and operating in the theater of fear, I could understand why someone who is here lawfully might have that fear. If someone is telling you, hey, you better watch out because they're nabbing these other people, they might mistake you to be one of them and they might nab you too. Well, of course people are going to be afraid.
The problem is very, very, very simply this. The person in charge doesn't have a D under his name. You know, the bad actors out there on the street never, ever, ever did this when there was a Democrat in charge. They just hate Trump so bad. He could hand out lollipops to kindergartners and they'd find something wrong with that.
GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.